We'll move now to, I see Senator Clement is here. We'll move to Senate Bill 149.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members, for bringing forth Senate Bill 149. This is, I am Marguerite Cleveland, Senator from District 29, which is Meade and Butte Counties. I do have some people with me this morning from my home district. I have our state's attorney, Gordon Swanson, from Meade County, Assistant State's Attorney Amber Ritchie from Meade County, and our sheriff, Ron Merwin. And we will be hearing from some of those later, if we may, about the merits of this particular piece of legislation.
Well, thank you, Senator Cleveland. Would you like to proceed to your own testimony?
Yes, I would like to tell you what we're attempting to do with this piece of legislation. This amends Section 1 of 2411.3, and it states if there is no jail or juvenile facility, detention facility in the county, or if the jail or juvenile detention facility in the county is crowded, unsafe, or otherwise insufficient to conform to the requirements of this chapter, every judicial or executive officer of the county who has the power to order, sentence, or deliver any person to the county jail or juvenile detention facility may order, sentence, or deliver such person to the jail or juvenile detention facility of any near or adjoining county, organized township, or municipality. The county from which the prisoner was committed shall pay all expenses of keeping and maintaining the prisoner in the jail or juvenile detention facility, including the cost of building, depreciation, administration, and a reasonable charge for obsolescence of the facility and all other tangible and intangible costs. That is the current statute. We would suggest that on line 10, we would add the detention facility or the any jail or juvenile detention facility of any near or adjoining state. In line 11, we would add shall pay to the agency housing the prisoner. And in line 14, we would omit to the county. This is a need in some areas where there are specific times, perhaps, when you do have a very, very overflow, crowded situation, and it would not be efficient to try to build new facilities to house the people that we're concerned with. Also, it would be a cost-saving measure where sometimes great distances have to be traveled in order to accommodate the prisoner situation. And this piece of legislation has been under consideration for quite some time. Our past state's attorney, Jennifer Utter, had been concerned with it. I believe the attorney from Peer had helped, the state's attorney representative from Peer has helped to draft this piece of legislation. And if I may, I would have Sheriff Merwin come to the microphone and tell you what the situation is that has precipitated bringing this forth.
Well, if I could, Senator Cleveland, going to line 11, mm-hmm. shall paid to the agency housing the prisoner. I take it that's really basically just a clarification. I mean, I think it was pretty much understood before, but this does clarify.
That would be right. And
so it's not really a substantive change. And no. Similarly, line 14, where you've crossed out to the county.
Because we've added other.
You've added that language to line 11, so the line 14 language. So really all we're talking about here is adding state to the county, organized township, or municipality.
Right. That's correct.
And that's the sum and substance of the bill.
It is. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I will then ask the other witnesses to very carefully limit your testimony to that one word, state. And that's all we're really interested in hearing about. We already have a law in our books that provides for transfer of prisoners. We don't need to talk about that today. We're already doing that. And so let's just talk about that one word, why we're adding that to the statute.
Right. Very well.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I would be glad to return later if I could help, but I think my expert witnesses will be able to better answer questions.
Okay. And again, I would ask them if we don't want to take a lot of time with this bill. I think it's fairly straightforward. Don't feel you all have to testify. If one of you can cover it, that would be all the better.
Yes, Sheriff Merwin will be the spokesman for
thank
the
Thank you. Sheriff Merwin, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Senator Clevin alluded to, our situation is obviously the rally and obviously the jail filling up, and the question has arose whether or not it would be appropriate to contract and house prisoners with, say, Gillette or Newcastle, Wyoming, versus driving them all the way to Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, Chamberlain. That is simply the reason that we're trying to add state. There was some question whether we could legally do it or not, and that's all we're asking.
Have you checked into the economics of doing that?
Economically, they charge about the same as the other facilities within the state, so mileage would be the economic factor that we would save considerably.
Okay. Any questions of Sheriff Mullen? Any questions? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anything to add? Substance. If not, any other proponents? Any opponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 149? If not, we'll end testimony and open to discussion and motion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Since this is the second time that Marguerite has been in here, and the first time I didn't feel like I treated her quite as well, I'd like to make a motion to pass on Senate Bill 149.
Motion to pass, is there a second? It's been seconded by Senator Bogue. Any discussion of that motion? If not, we'll proceed to vote. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
Dehuick?
Aye.
Angie?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
7 yeas, no nays.
Mr. Chairman, I move we place this on the consent calendar.
Consent has been moved, been seconded. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Senate Bill 149 will be placed on the consent calendar. Congratulations, Senator Cleveland, and all of the rest of you have come from Sturgis.